Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, Edward Wrangler and Trail Boss Bull with DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes. Let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 34 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of August 15th through August 21st in the Great American Old West? August 15th, 1861. The Battle of Cook's Canyon, New Mexico Territory. Some days after leaving Tucson on or about this date, the Ake Party, mostly miners and ranchers, 24 men, 16 women, 7 children, were Confederate settlers fleeing after the siege of Tubac, Miss Arizona Territory, headed for the Rio Grande near Mesilla. Traveling with 6 double wagons, 2 buggies, 1 single wagon, 400 head of cattle, and 900 head of sheep, as well as horses and goats. At Tucson, several others joined the train, including Moses Carson, half-brother of Kit Carson. As the last wagon entered Cook's Canyon, an estimated 100 Chiricahua Apache warriors, probably led by Cochise and Magnus Coloradus, sprung an ambush. However, the wagons were successfully circled, and after a day-long battle, the Indians left the scene with most of the livestock, likely the goal in the first place, leaving 4 killed and 8 wounded. The last single wagon, carrying most of the women and children, had escaped in the initial attack and returned safely to the Members River settlement to seek help and make warning. Cook's Canyon was the most dangerous passage on the trail between Mesilla and Tucson. Various records indicate that more than 150 whites were killed there within a 60-day period during that summer. August 16, 1894. Due to his heavy involvement in disputes with miners, Colorado Adjutant General Thomas J. Tarnsney is kidnapped from the Alamo Hotel in Colorado Springs, Colorado, likely by dissident miners from Cripple Creek, Colorado. Taken some miles north of the city, he is stripped, tarred and feathered, and set loose to walk back. August 17, 1856. Delay after delay. First it was a ship departing England. Then it turned out they were unexpected by Mormon church officials in Iowa City, Iowa. So preparations were rushed. But still there was more delay. Finally, concern were raised about the late start in the travel season, but the Fourth Hand Cart Company Willie, with 500 eager immigrants, sets out for Florence, Nebraska. Only 404 will press on from there across the vast prairie into the rapidly waning summer. August 18, 1884, the Dodge City Democrat, that's Kansas now, reported that the operators of a Chinese laundry on the south side of town attacked a cowboy who went in for his washing. He was rescued from potential death by the timely arrival of the city police. August 19, 1863. Here's a story for some thought. President Abraham Lincoln, Secretary of War Edwin Stanton, and several other high government officials joined Christopher Spencer on the Washington, D.C. Mall near the White House for some target practice and a demonstration of Spencer's lever-action repeating rifle. This is because the day before, Spencer had walked through the White House past the guards carrying his rifle and ammunition to show the president his product. He caught the president's interest. I'd say times have changed a bit. August 20th, 1876, Thomas Jefferson J. Olive dies of wounds sustained at the cattle pen fight. Print Olive makes a recovery and in September hunts down and kills former friend Fred Smith, whom he believes made the shot that killed J. August 20th, 1995, adios to the first rodeo queen, Alice Greeno, or age 93, at Tucson, Arizona. Rancher's daughter, bull rider, trick rider, rodeo performer, movie stunt woman, 4 times world saddle bronc champion. She retired from rodeo at age 52 in 1954, but continued to do some movie work until she was 80. Cowgirl Hall of Fame, 1975. This lady was a piece of work, one of the great ones. Tip your hat. August 21st, 1883, Wyoming. Dead at 68, William Adams, Wild Bill Hickman. Utah Territorial Legislator, bodyguard to Brigham Young, Mormon partisan and assassin. He was excommunicated in 1868 by the LDS Church, that's the Mormons. In his 1871 autobiography, later published by Beadle as Brigham's Destroying Angel, he claimed numerous murders committed at the behest of church officials. A very convoluted tale. He was never charged or tried. Well, this is program 34 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine Old Time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week, and we'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.